Three DJs.
We take it over. Bitches. What up? It's your girl, Embers Journey, holding it down with my wonderful co-host.
The angry black man.
Why are you angry?
Just because.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a therapy session after this show. Because obviously it's something going on that we need to discuss.
No need for therapy.
You sure?
Positive.
I about to say, I got my 5-cent cup out like old girl on the Charlie Brown show. Well, no, she said 5 cents or 2 cents. Either way, I put my 2 cents in, you give me 5 cents of your problems, and we'll work it out. I got you. I'm your homie. Here.
Yeah.
Here's my shoulder. You can lean on me. Anyway, I'm excited about today's show. Want to know why I'm excited about today's show?
Why are you excited about today's show?
Because every song I picked, and we're running a little long today, y'all. I'm just going to go ahead and brace you just because I cannot bear to cut any songs off this list. And I actually want to add one, but I'm fighting the feeling. But every song takes me back to growing up in the 90s. Yes, I'm an 80s baby, but, you know, my teens and everything was spent in the 90s. And we're just going to take you back to that feel-good skating rink music. You know what I'm saying? Like, skating rinks used to be the hangout. That was our club. You know what I'm saying? The under 18 club. So every Saturday night, you go to Trade Winds. Oh. Pause. Hold on. Yo. Say what's up to my listeners. Hold on, I'm put you on speaker.
What?
Say what's up to the listeners.
What's
that? Ah. Can I call you back in like an hour? Are you going to be available? Can I call you back in like an hour? I don't. No, I got my headphones on, so it's kind of echoing. And then my mic, so it's echoing me, not you. But can I call you back in an hour? Alright. Oh, I ain't gonna tell y'all who that was. Just know. I be blushing sometimes. Anyway, skating rink music got all flipped out of control.
Yes.
Hey, we semi-taping live, and I'm not going to redo all that goodness I just did. So that's just what happens in life. Anyway, so like the skating rink, we used to do Trade Winds and what was else? It was Trade Winds and something else. I can't remember the other one, but like those were the pinnacle of my childhood, and they had the best music. And then for you 90s clubbers, you know, in Charlotte, we had The Tunnel, we had FX, which was the movie theater. They turned into a club, and they still had the movie seats up in there. What else was in the 90s, bitch? You was here.
The Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack. Yep. I didn't say Sugar Shack, though.
Did you say Mr. P's?
No, Mr. P's. King Richards.
Did you say 607? I guess that's Mr. same thing as Mr. P's, but 607 used to jump.
Yeah.
The Roxy used to jump. The Vault used to
the
jump.
The Vault, yo. Yeah. But these are the songs when people actually danced in the club. You know what I'm saying? This song came on, you be like, oh, that's my shit. You hit the floor. Now you go to the club. We'll come back and I'll get on my rant about the club. But I want to take it back to one of my favorites from this era. It's the group This, That, and Party featuring the 69 Boys. Going to the party. Who you gonna see? See this, that. Shay Shay and Nene.
If you don't wanna party, then you should go home. We got This, That, and 69. They got it going on.
And
saying need me. If you don't want to party, the music go home. We got this, that, and sick, that, they got it going on.
And it ain't no faking, just partying and booty shaking. Come on and have a ball, it ain't no but a party, y'all.
Hey, yo, you not feeling it yet, bitch? You not feeling your past comeback? I can do better.
That right there is not really my past, you know what I'm saying? Not specifically.
Don't act like you wasn't in the club getting it. I done seen you get it. I know you was in that getting it.
In my day, that's that good old booty music.
Yeah.
So over that shit.
This what we was skating to it all. That's what we was doing. This what we were getting it in.
And I was skate.
But you went to the rink. Well, Bishop older than me, too, so...
Well, I mean, you know, skating is for, like, the older crowd. Like, the whole roll...
Now...
That whole roll bounce era that y'all went through?
Yeah.
That shit was whack. That shit was skinny jeans to me. That shit was probably the precursor to skinny jeans. Then they had that little movie with T.I. and that shit, T.I. skating. That shit made me look at T.I. different. Nobody, man, ain't supposed to be gangster, this nigga, in his skating. You can't be gangster on skates. That shit just don't go together.
We're just gonna go ahead and roll this to a 69 boy song. You know, we're gonna go ahead and do the Tootsie Roll. You know, one time we easing it back. We easing it back. Go ahead and throw on that Tootsie Roll for me, bitch.
To the front, to the back, to the back, now slide.
Take it over. Man, this was back when dudes were actually dancing. Like, it was the thing to do. Like, they were going to get it. You hear me? In them little talent shows and stuff. I was trying to explain to Bishop, before we turned 18 in Charlotte, we didn't have any pre-18 clubs. So we had to go to the skating rink. That was our club. That's where we went to go get our fun in. So that's how that happened. It was Trade Winds and it was something else. I know it just wasn't Kate's skating ring. It was something else. I just can't remember it right now.
Trade Winds.
I'm sucking at the moment. But I'm going to keep the momentum up. Keep giving you those good old schools. I'm starting y'all off easy and then I'm going to get to the nasty stuff. So when I thought about this song, I actually just started in the middle of the night. I know my neighbors was probably mad at me. I was like, I put my hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Yes. Isn't it Freak Nasty to Dip?
That is, yep. Freak Nasty.
Freak Nasty to Dip.
If you've never seen Freak Nasty in concert or something, that you missed one. You know what I'm saying? And the first time down, me and my partners were supposed to go see Freak Nasty, but my damn one homeboy who I've been riding with, he had come up from Rock Hill and this nigga been acting like a bitch ass nigga on some bitch ass shit. And instead of letting his ass ride, I ride with the nigga. Like, all right, man, yeah, cool, let's go. Them boy going to see Freak Nasty. Them boy come back in the room like 3 in the morning, drunk as fuck, wild, and niggas had the time of their lives. I ain't in bed and I had to leave my fucking partner early in the night because he was just being too bitch assed.
Is he not your partner any longer?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Something told me that bitch assness just kind of weighed a toll on you.
You know, it don't even matter your age, don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I ain't forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like the dance. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it and take a chance. I put my hand up on your hip.
We did. feeling it because we both started doing the same little dance at the same damn time. What made a Freak Nasty Party so good?
That should have been them butt naked hoes.
Oh my. I guess he was freak and
anytime
nasty.
Anytime you got butt naked hoes, that shit can make for a good party. Because they was already freaking on the stage. Not to make the bros in the crowd, they had started freaking too. The only other time I had a similar time like that was Two Live Crew at the what's the shit that used to be over there next to where Laser Quest used to be at?
Oh no, Independence. I don't remember the club, but I know it's been so many things.
Yeah,
but I know what you're talking about though.
It was something, and Two Live and them. I mean, at the front of the stage, but the nigga next to me, well, this nigga been doing it all.
What?
He had a blast.
What you mean doing it all?
Doing it all.
He was fucking?
No, he ain't fuck. He ain't eat pussy, though.
Ew.
Yeah, he had
a stranger?
Blast. He was strange to me. I didn't know.
I mean, was he strange to her? Was she just like one of the people?
I can't really say.
Oh,
she
my.
She was one of the people. I mean, but I don't know what
they And he just right. gonna...
I don't know him. I don't know her. I don't know if they knew each other or not. I don't think that they knew each other.
I'm telling you like this. I don't accept face all willy-nilly. Like, I don't know where your mouth been. I don't even kiss like that. So, where the fuck your mouth been? And you think you gonna put it somewhere? And I bet he ain't have no dinner damn on. Like, no protection. Oh, nasty bitches. Okay, get how you live. I bet she got all sorts of sauce up in there. I'm just saying.
He had fun though.
I see. But ew, I would sit there with the yuck face. I seen a nigga just bust out eat some pussy right next to me, and I think it's a strange or danger situation.
Nah, I was like, go, my nigga.
Really?
You eat that shit, my nigga?
Really? Really?
People need support when they, you know, he might have got self conscious in the middle of it. I was there to support him.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to have fun too. Shit, fuck that.
Did you eat random pussy?
Come on now.
Okay. That's not fun.
Come on.
That's
now.
Dangerous. But while we're speaking on it, we're going to go ahead and, since you brought up Two Live Crew, I do have them on the list, and we're going to break it out with Me So Horny. Oh, Me So Horny.
Complete DJs. We take it over.
See?
said what?
That's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Very good song.
People were clutching their pearls left and right that song first came out, man. But, oh my God, I can't even hold this one in any longer, because when I remember this one and found this one, I have been, it's been on my mind endlessly since I put together this show. So, next song up, we got Young and Restless, B-Girls. Do you remember the song? B stands for Bronco, BMW, Benz, Bangos, and a pair of balls.
You see us pushing up down the alley.
Yeah, look, like, we are stars.
I'm trying to make a joke.
I'm just trying to make it known.
The people of the world that we call B girls like balls. How's it going?
Yeah!
That's
it!
Cadillac. Bro.
We taking it back.
Bro.
Taking it back.
Cadillac,
you did that.
Yeah, look, we supposed to rock this shit if you can't tell.
I'm just saying, I love this track.
Hey, Slim, come here. Hey, check this out. Hey,
wait.
Shit, and I fucked it all up. Bishop fixed it for me, but it's okay. I was saying it all wrong, but I still love that song. Here's another one of my favorites from back in the day, during the booty bass skating rink time, which is 12 gauge Dookie Booty. She got a big old Dookie Booty. It make all these songs make me want to shake my flatty. You know what I'm saying? Make me want to make it clap, but it ain't nothing back there to clap, so you just be looking in vain. You ready, B?
Yes.
Throw it on. Ah!
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. I ain't too hard to beg, and no shame in this game. I'm going to break it down and beg like Jane, please.
I just messed up that whole song. It's Donkey Butt. My bad. I was thinking of another song, but I was thinking about this song, putting it on. So, we gonna follow that up while I'm still shaking and gyrating body parts, my imagination, obviously. We gonna go ahead and throw on, what I said we gonna throw on? Scrub the Ground with the Slap Pack. Scrub the round and round I go. You remember that? Round and round I go. Everybody, let's say scrub the ground. Boy, I know when the Fleet Conference comes to Charlotte, I'm going to request all these songs. You hear me? Because we's going to dance. I promised DJ Music Rocker I was going to dance when he came to town. I'm going to have to dance. That's my big brother right there. I'm sitting here popping my booty, man. I don't dance with these. A DJ put these tracks on, I'm hitting the dance flow. Not even floor. Flow. Yeah. Them dirty dogs hit the flow. Like, here I is, boy. That wouldn't fit in this song, but on this show, but we gonna get to that one too, though. Hell, while we on Slap Pack, let's go ahead and put on that Shake That Ass, Bitch, and Let Me See What You Got. Shake that ass. Now, that is a very... what you call it? Help me, bitch. Help me. You hear me over here stuttering. Fuck it. I hate when I stutter. And you ain't come save me. So,
yeah, shake that ass, bitch. I'm not sure where you was going with that one.
I get it out by the time we come back.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. No head.
What up, though, ho? I wanna see your ass on the dance floor. Ain't no time to be faking trick. On the for real, I wanna see that ass, bitch. Drop it down a little low like that. Head in the front with the splat pack. Palm Beach County style from the bottom. Shake that ass and do some, ho. Splat pack in the house off front, yo. G-string from the back. Just shake that ass with a splat pack.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Girl, step to the front. Now make that asshole jump. Kid money like to get bucked. So come here, girl, cause you're about to get fucked. Splat pack, be rockin' it. All the hoes just jockin' it. Kid money, be rockin' it. For real though, so let's go. Yo, I wanna see you sweat trap. So get in my face and make that ass clap. D string from the back. Just shake that ass for the splat pack.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Time it is, I knew he was with one time from Magic City. They in the house, Splatback came to turn it out. This one's for the booty shakers. I wanna see it all, no fakers. Kid money's on the beats, freak. So open up and let me take a peek. Bend on over, not touch your toe. Grab the pole, let me see that twist hole. Yeah, like that. Just shake that ass with a splat pack.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
What I see, but you gotta shake for this money. One time for my dogs in the pack, my niggas from the bottom down with the splat. So drop it down if you're with it. Don't stop, just get it. Let's pump it back up. Shake them titties, not make that pussy jump. Not bend your ass on over. Spread it wide and let a nigga get on ya. I'm coming straight up the back. Kid money down with the splat.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Let's see, what you gonna add? Let me see if it's on the list already.
It's not, because damn, it's a little dick in your life. And you need some, and you need some dick. All right. Dick,
you got it on deck? Life. Or we gonna put on a tune and then come back?
We gonna get that on deck real quick.
All right, let's do that.
I hearken back to when we were at Freaknik and there were
1900 of,
1996. Six or five or seven, one of those, and they were a troop of very young ladies between the ages of 8 and 13 that were really rocking it and jamming to the song. It was quite inappropriate.
Clutch my pearls. You said 8 to 13.
Yes. However, I wouldn't mind running into a couple of them today because they probably graced the poles of Magic City. And tip body tap in all of these places. You know what I'm saying? They probably getting it in. Goddamn.
Now we got a group coming out. It's my personal favorite. These cats have the hottest selling 8-track of all times. Please, if you will, put your hands together for Mr. Dick M. Down and Tin Can.
Come on, let me hear you say it.
Hey!
Yeah.
shake that ass, bitch, and let them see what you got. Wow. We, Mr. Dick Em Down, we understand that he feels like there's some people out here that need some dick in their lives, and that fairly well may be true. It definitely is true. So,
Ayo.
Really?
Ayo. Can a nigga get something to go?
Not to go.
They used to be in the club there, turned up on that shit before we even called it turned up. You know what I'm saying? Before we called it getting crunk, this was crunk.
Like,
niggas used to be in that bitch gidge up. That's what we used to call that shit. One boy over there, real gidge up, boy.
Wow. Well, in the spirit of nastiness, let's go ahead and put on Give It All You Got, Doggy Style from Afro-Rican.
Who?
Afro-Rican.
Uno, two, tres,
Doggy
four.
Style.
Give it all you got.
that's when the trunks used to be rattling.
You know, 15s to play that song.
Yeah, no, you know what else you had to have 15s to play or better? La Trim, Cars That Go Boom. I like the cars. The cars that go boom.
You said 15s are better. What the hell? It don't get too much bigger than that. You know, you wasn't had anything bigger than that. It was hard of hearing these days.
You remember back in the day they had them trucks that just had like speakers all the way around. Those were the cars that went boom. Yeah. The shit to just make your whole, like right now we got little ones to make your house shake. I'm talking about the ones that made the whole block shake. You know what I'm saying? We going boom right now. Let's go boom, bitch.
So many kinds, where can we start?
We like them dumb and we like them smart.
I like the ones with the pretty eyes.
Well, I like all kinds of guys.
Stop. What happened?
How about the ones we especially like?
Which ones?
You know, the ones with the cars that go.
I hear you.
Hit it.
I'm sitting here trying in my head, visualizing doing the Running Man. Yo, for real. I'm loving it. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Okay, what else we got on here? I'm trying to throw in everything, but not keep y'all but so long. We got to go to that ultimate classic now. We got Baby Got Back. Like, It's not many songs that still go hard to this day. Everybody knows Sir Mix-a-Lot. This must be the most karaoke song ever. For real.
I like songs by Sir Mix-a-Lot, but this is not one of them.
But Baby Got Back was that song.
I mean, it was a huge hit. Yeah. Sure, but this marked the beginning of his whackness. Mix-a-Lot used to go hard, posse on Broadway and shit like that. That used to go hard. This was not that. You feel me?
But this was the hit, though, so we gotta let it flow.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuck. In the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, send flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it, shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
like this with the open booty.
I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-Lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock me bimbos, walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
You know what? This should be the butt shot theme song. These bitches need to be having this on all their pages and stuff. I feel it. I see that as being a hit. So what else we gonna rock with? Yeah, I'm taking a song off. I just looked at it and I was like, yeah, I don't wanna hear that shit. But when I was doing this, honorable mention to Come On Ride This Train and Ride It Toot Toot. Yeah, that's when I had gone through my Bankhead phase, my Bankhead bounce phase, and I was just bouncing around my house. And yeah, I don't feel like hearing that now. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't mean to deprive. But I do feel like hearing Supersonic Motivated Rhymes Are Created. Let's go with Supersonic.
See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple, baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic motivated rhymes are creating. And everybody knows that JJ Faz devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic is a word when people start to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes, our lady, you might even try it. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen good to what we have to say. Cause when it comes to JJ Fab, you can get no play. Supersonic. Supersonic. Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can cut and scrap, but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay. Cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it. Supersonic.
Here being told shit that my eyes don't see what my eyes see. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the other one.
These things.
I'm not talking about the one just now. I'm talking about the other one. Now since I'm, what the hell is that? Is that you?
What the fuck is that?
I'm scared.
That's your shit some kind of way.
Oh, it is.
Get your shit together. Just playing random shit.
Fuck. I said I'm scared. That was the tablet playing some ratchet.
I'm scared.
Did you hear me? I said, I'm scared. That's how like some shit before the crazy people come out and come snatch you. Oh, I just gotta, and I don't know what you're talking about. I was telling you the truth. It wasn't no just. It's been a plethora of months. Anyway, now you know what?
We gonna bust anybody to violate Chris Brown. This nigga going to jail.
Again?
You dumb motherfucker.
Because he beat up Frank Ocean?
Nah, them boys said the nigga done lied on his damn, on his community service. Instead of just fucking going and picking up the trash and shit.
He should have just, instead of picking up the trash, he should have just went and been a mentor and did a couple of speeches and signed some autograph for the person in charge and, yeah, got them owls boosted up. But I do not condone such behavior. Anyway.
This nigga just been dumb.
He did some stupid shit.
Damn. They got down on, like, when you do community service, you gotta, like, give the paperwork for the times when you was there and shit get signed off on.
Mm-hmm.
But this motherfucker giving times that signed off when he out of the fucking country.
That's not using your thinking cap, Mr. Brown.
Nope. People have a lot of time to think about that.
You could tell when you don't have the right people around you, and he obviously just is not really about that life, because people that's about that life have at least common sense. Some of them do.
He gonna
at least that little piece of common sense.
I would hope that he can somehow not have to go to jail.
All them times Lindsay Lohan ain't got away with going not to going to jail. Come on, son. But he's black.
Lindsay Lohan, white girl.
But he's black.
Chris Brown, nigga that beats up them pop stars. You feel me? That shit don't go over well. And you fighting gay people? Come on, yeah, man.
Yeah. And Frank Ocean said Chris Brown called him a faggot. Shame.
Duh.
Shame.
It would be one thing if Frank Ocean wasn't a faggot, but he is a faggot. Not that being a faggot is like, you know, bad. Is that a derogatory term?
Yes.
Should I use the term faggot?
No, he's a gay. I mean, he's bisexual.
He's a gay. No, he's a gay.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a gay, but he's sporting the title of bisexual, so that's what we will respect him and call him, and thus until he just says, I'm all out gay.
Man, if you fuck dudes, you gay. Period, point blank. This is this. Don't try to dress it up.
But he fuck girls, too. Gay boys can't get it up for girls. Yeah, they can. I know several.
I know
several with kids, actually, and they gay.
I cannot speak to any first-hand knowledge, but I know a dude that's gay, and he got churned.
Yeah, I know several.
Yeah.
I know married ones. I could give you some tales. But if I sat here and told you the tea, then I wouldn't be getting told the tea no more. So I'm going to keep my motherfucking mouth shut.
I don't want to know.
That's how I get the tea. Oh, no. I'm talking about funny stuff. But, you know, you might want to know, because you don't know if the bitch you fucking used to fuck a gay dude. Because I know a bitch who always pick gay dudes, and it was kind of weird, and didn't want to act surprised and shocked. Obviously your gaydar needs to be refined and retuned, or you're, anyway, we're not going there. We are in happy mode. We are in booty based music land, and we're going
to
go ahead and throw
on. I apologize to the kids for saying faggot. I didn't know it was bad. I just thought it was like nigga,
and some people think nigga is bad, but pretty much if you call a gay person a faggot, you want to fight, and all of them don't sit here with their palm in the air like that. Okay, I done seen some niggas get some boxed off.
What about punks? Is punks also bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't call them punks. Bishop.
The punks. You know,
Bishop, we gonna have this talk offline, because oh my god, I told you. Oh. Okay, never mind.
I be seeing the cracker too, though, and the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that don't make it right.
I'm sorry. I'm not versed in the, well, maybe I am, because we do have them sensitivity trainings at work. You gotta sit in there and certain words you can't say, and sexual harassment and all this stuff.
I know, I had to stop saying Bush people. You know.
But I mean, what's that bad?
You know, George Bush people.
Oh, like white people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna say it. Somebody might be listening.
Okay.
Stop saying all bad words like nigga spick to. Cracker.
Why must you go there?
Cracker.
Stop.
I got admonished for that. My uncle used to say cracker so much that I thought that's just what it was.
My uncle's the nigga.
My mom was like, don't you say that. said, why? Why? He says it all the time. You don't say shit.
My uncle's the nigga. Like, even at his son's funeral, he looked over and was like, do you see these niggas in here? I'm talking about, because it was at the house of prayer. So this was a fool on a whole nother level. Yeah. Like, one day we just gonna have to sit here and I'm gonna tell you the story of that funeral, and it would take up the whole hour because it was that entertaining. I have never in my life,
it was turned up.
Yes, I have never in my life attended a homecoming like that.
It's a homegoing.
Homecoming, going.
Homecoming, different.
I didn't experience it ever and never again, because I tell y'all about that later, because right now we about to go to Whoop Daddy's tag team 69 Boys 95 South, which, no, it's 95 South tag team. Yeah, that's what it is. All these.
Get your record, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for them to get on the mic and make this mother party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say, boom, there it is. On deck, rock the mic. Uh-oh, I crave skin rip. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride. That B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it. Come on, come on. Whoop, there it is. I'm done. The Undertaker, you wanna come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel, can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it? To the two and one mic check, mass skill blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party people, it's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Bring it back, y'all. Bring it back. Here we go. Whoop.
just to finish what the hell I was saying to Bishop, I need to do better in my men selection just so I can get a man like Tiny got a man where I can just go to VH1 with no damn talent basically other than singing. And I can't sing, but I can host a show and be like, this is what I want to do. Because they're Tiny at the Dark. Hated it. I just want to be able to go to like a TV station and be like, this is what we going to do.
I didn't know that was a show. I had somebody asking me questions. Apparently they was watching it. And I think I was getting questions from that show about whatever the fuck she was talking about.
A bunch of nothing. A bunch of girls talking about their relationships. It's me. Everything is me and T.I. And then, but I do love me some Tamar, yo. I really do. Tamar keeps it real. I ain't no gold digger, but you got to do your best for me. But I'm just not feeling the show. I'm not feeling Tiny. Maybe if they rearranged a couple of people and the chemistry was a little better, I would like it. But I don't like Tiny's voice. And she's... that's not her lane. Maybe she can grow, you know what I'm saying, into being a host, but right now she's just nobody I would care to watch like that. Like her with her family, that's cool, that's funny. You got T.I. always give you one. But and then you got Shekinah. I like Shekinah. She give you one on that show too. But just Tiny by herself talking, shut the hell up.
Yes, thanks but no.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna take no relationship advice from you. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that little memo out there. I'm not hating, I'm just stating how I feel. If you like it, continue to like it. But I personally, especially coming from a communications background, do not like it. I wish I would have gone on TV talking like that. My program director already clutching her pearls off of this show just because I'm not enunciating and pronouncing all my syllables. But this is my shit, I do what the hell I want. If I go back mainstream, then I would be back to the normal on air. Hi, how are you doing today, Empress Journey? But until then, fuck that. I'm at home. I feel like this show is me at home. I got my rollers in. I got my pajamas on. This is me comfortable. I'm with my homie, my bestie. I can relate. You know, we can talk like this. So we doing what we do. Actually, we are down to the last two songs, y'all. So let's go ahead and put it on KP and Envy. Shorty swing my way. Show look good to me. I love this little song. I really do.
Word.
It go fast or slow. Either way, you good. Tell me.
We're gonna give them the information and come back.
Oh, I'm gonna come back and get the information.
Yes.
Didn't need no game, just had to say, "Shorty, swing my way."
Hit you with some classes on this show. I know you enjoying it. I know if you like me, I already tried to dust off my rollerblades because I can rollerblade a lot better than I can skate. Don't ask no questions. I just can. But you know where you can find us Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on FleetDJRadio.net. Tune in app. Bleat DJs, we in there. You can also check out our Fleet on Bangs that run throughout the day. It's a bunch of great shows on the channel, so don't just listen to us. Listen to us, but listen to the station in whole because you will really enjoy it. I promise you would. Make sure you check us out on all the social networks at Heavy Mixing, at Emperor's Journey. We real easy to find. And we're going to leave you with the classic. You know what I'm saying? You got anything you want to say, bitch?
No, fuck Finish Line.
I don't know what happened with Finish Line, but we'll
they
tell you next
shoes,
show.
But don't buy shit from those motherfuckers. They bought that bullshit.
About that bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. That is from KB, Heavy Mixing. Do not mix with Finish Line. I don't wear tennis shoes like that, so I don't have that problem. But we're going to go ahead and end this with B-Rock and the Biz, My Baby Daddy. Do you remember song?
I do.
My man, Pressure, ain't your baby daddy. Heavy Mixing, ain't your baby daddy. You ain't the baby daddy, are you?
Nah, not to my knowledge.
Empress Journey, not your baby mama. Yeah, I have no children.
Get ass. Pick up the phone, girl. For God almighty, you make me miss my show. It's gonna be some trouble. I'm talking about I had you destroyed.
Hi, and thanks for joining the Tricky Lake Show. Today's topic is, and ladies, you're gonna love this. No good dad and their baby's mama.
God, look at that. Oh, I'm gone, Tricky. Pick up the phone, girl.
To be on the phone when you're lame. Are you the Shauna or Donna?
You're
on the phone,
click.
Don't even try, girl. Quit lying, girl. You must think I'm stupid or you're blind, girl. Cause something ain't right and I'm finna go. You said y'all broke up a long time ago. And who is LA Snow?
But I ain't no bad. That's just my baby dad.
Who that is?
Ray Ray. You owe $27,500 in back child support. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Ray Ray, you don't need half a ball.
Stop.
But why? The first day y'all was at the mall.
You a lie.
Okay, then what his name?
Lil'
Pa. Yesterday you said his name, but today it ain't the same. It must be your new boyfriend. How come your best friend told me the dude's name was King?
Whatever.
You better get it together, cause whenever you lie, I'm like, Mary, I'm not gonna cry.
Don't cry.
Hey, what you get up to get
you
the dough?
You get the dough.
Yo, who that is?
I don't know.
I bet that's just your baby dad.
Who that is?
Who that is?
My baby dad.
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 Who that is?
back. Ain't no problem. That ain't my business. Look, 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 you need to get your finger out my face, Flago. I turn on your chicken neck.
Get no pepper. Well, while you had to get some milk, if you don't hurry back, I'ma send the bill. Oh, baby, you can save the drama. That's all I'm finna go and see my baby mama.
Now, who that is?
Child support, we ain't got no kids.
Fleet DJs, we take it over. This is